two Valvoline Oil Change Specials. They're just $17.99 each. You save $6 more instantly. Don't waste time mailing things in. Get it now at Hyundai's
Auto Parts. See store for details.
In a national poll, 7% of all drivers say they watch videos often or sometimes while driving. Yep, they're out there. Hopefully you're in a Volvo. A message from SunTrip, the St. Louis Volvo dealer, on Manchester and in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hurry into the Chevy Memorial Day sale and get amazing deals. It's going on now through June 3rd. Don't miss the Chevy Memorial Day sale.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thank you for listening. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. Our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones *KTRS. As always, the rule is if you have played in the last 30 days, then according to the way the world works, we're going to ask you to take a break. According to the rules, you may not play today if you played in the last month. Otherwise, it's open to everybody. Before we play the Harris Challenge, just a quick note about a comedian by the name of Dane Cook. You know who this guy is, right,
sure.
Ian? Famous, but not funny, is the way I would describe Dane Cook.
Yes.
Thinks he's a lot funnier than he is.
His very first special I was a fan of, but since then, it's...
I've never liked anything the guy's done. I'm shocked that he can get an arena full of people to come see him. Well, last night in Boston, at the Garden there, they had a Boston Strong benefit concert. Because they're still raising money for people who were affected by the marathon bombings. And a lot of people showed up to perform who were from Boston. Aerosmith, James Taylor there did a duet with, at one point with Carole King, who showed up to perform there. A whole bunch of other people. A lot of comedians, Lenny Clark, Dennis Leary, and Dane Cook. So it was not televised, but they had a live stream online where people could watch. And on the live stream, they had, like on a telethon, the phone number and the website that you could go to or call to make donations if you wanted to help out. And Dane Cook is asked to come and perform, and he does. But he insists that they block the stream while he's performing. He later tweeted to his 3 million plus followers on Twitter, "Hey everyone, sorry my set was not part of the live stream or televised. I didn't want any of the new material to hit the airwaves yet." This is a benefit concert, and by blocking it out, they couldn't even put up the phone number and the website. So for however long, 10, 15 minutes, he was there. The Twitterverse has gone absolutely crazy about Dane Cook about this. People, hey, you're there for a charity. It's not for your self-promotion. You know, don't do your new material.
You're right, exactly.
You've been performing for years. Your old stuff sucks just like your new stuff. Do that. That's what people were writing on Twitter today. One woman who... was at the concert last night, went online and said, "Since everyone missed it on the block feed, I'll tell you, Dane Cook's set was about poop and emojis and hooking up with a girl who was one when he graduated high school. Whoops, sorry, Dane Cook, I guess I just ruined your new material by sharing it. Too bad, too sad."
Emojis, what? What is that?
Those are those things on your phone where people can put, like, smiley faces.
And, oh, and I thought they were emoticons.
No, the ones on your phone, on smartphones.
Emojis?
That people use. E-M-O-J-I.
Never heard
of. And I would not know that if I didn't have a teenage daughter.
Emojis.
Yeah. But so that's what he's doing in his act now. But, I mean, what an ego.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I don't know how many people would be watching the stream of that anyway. But so what if those people see your new material? 95% of them are never going to come to your concert. 99% are never going to come to your concerts
and
anyway.
Your fans are your fans. They're going to come anyway.
If they like it, they're going to come and see it anyway. And just... idiot.
He's regretting that, I'm sure.
No,
or maybe not.
No, I'm sure he defends it. Look, I'm an artist, and this is my integrity, and I have to protect my stuff. Can you imagine if a band, if Aerosmith was there? Hey, we're going to do a song now. Turn the cameras off, because it's new, and we don't want the world to... Come on. ridiculous. Let's play the Harris Challenge now. Contestant number one. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this, as far as I know, is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Okay. First of all, my AM and PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I'm a newlywed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's enough.
Okay. Really? Already? It's over? Wow, that didn't last long.
The important things. Okay.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Now we'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from. Did you have a nice honeymoon?
No honeymoon, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I hope at some point you do get to get away for a weekend or something.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Enjoy yourselves. Okay. Debbie, here are the categories on the screen. Category one is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Category two, musical duos of the 70s and 80s. And category three, who you calling a cow?
I'll take musical duos.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on one, you can always come back to it, as long as we haven't gotten to the one-minute mark, because that's when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And at that point, if you haven't gotten past 7 points, I will have to punish you. If you do get to eight or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul. Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. From Werenberg Theaters, we are going to give you a choice to see Man of Steel.
Ooh, the new Superman movie.
World War Z.
Ooh, the new
whatever
Tom
movie.
Cruise?
Brad Pitt
movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or The Internship.
Ooh, the new...
Isn't that...
Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn movie.
Yes.
Werenberg.
Or you can pick a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
And all those prizes will include a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
That's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And that's what you're playing for, Debbie. In the category musical duos of the 70s and 80s, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
What are the last names of Daryl and John, who had hits like Maneater?
Hall & Oates.
Correct. What was the better-known name of married couple Daryl and Tony, who had hits like Love Will Keep Us Together?
Captain and Tennille.
Correct. What are the last names of Valerie and Nicholas, who had a 1984 hit with Solid as a Rock?
Oh, Valerie.
You can pass if you want.
Pass, yeah.
What was the last name of Jim and Dash, the duo that had hits like Summer Breeze? You can pass again.
Gosh, I know that one. I'll pass.
What was the last name of Kenny and Jim, who had a 1972 hit with Your Mama Don't Dance?
Log is a Messina.
Correct. Back to Valerie and Nicholas, Solid as a Rock.
Ashford and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson is correct, Dan.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that. Okay.
And Jim and Dash, who did Summer Breeze?
Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
Correct.
Seals and Crofts. I knew that one. I couldn't think of it. Okay.
Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. Let's see how you did here, Debbie. You got the one and the two and the five, and that is right at the eight-point threshold.
All
congratulations.
Right,
oh, awesome.
Stand by, and Dan will give you your movie tickets and or whatever it is you choose from the prize package, and we'll go to our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, for all your automotive needs up in North County, come to Old Town Automotive, just down the street, actually, from Old Town Donuts, formerly D'Angelo Automotive, 831-2200.
I love the fact that people are finally getting the five-second cheap plug opportunity concept for the commercial plugs. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Who you calling a cow or... Showbiz Stripes.
Let's try. Have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who ran for president last year, but this week announced that she won't run for re-election to Congress?
Michelle Bachmann.
Correct. Which U.S. politician made a surprise visit to Syria this week?
John McCain.
Correct. Which TV show was resurrected by Netflix, which made a new season available for streaming this week?
Oh, pass.
Which U.S. government official invited several media organizations to meet with him this week, but was refused because it would be off the record?
I better pass that one, too.
On what continent did scientists discover a colony of giant fluorescent pink slugs this week?
Asia.
Australia. Back to the three-pointer, the TV show resurrected by Netflix. New season available for streaming this week.
Man, I did hear that one, too, but I sure can't remember it. I'm going to be punished, I think. Pass.
The TV show is Arrested Development. The government official who wanted to go off the record is Eric Holder. And, yeah, go online and Google this. Giant fluorescent pink slugs. I will tell you, don't leave off the word slugs there, because the Internet has weird things on it. But this is weird, too. Giant fluorescent pink slugs. They found them in New South Wales in Australia. And there's no way to describe it. It's a visual. You're going to have to see it for yourself.
All right.
All right, Jim, you got the one and the two, and unfortunately that's only 3 points. So, yeah, you will have to be punished. We talked about this an hour ago when Joe Hipperson was here reviewing the new movie After Earth, which we would never give you movie tickets to because it sucks so much. This is the new movie starring Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith. And while here, Joe mentioned that they appeared on a British TV show, The Graham Norton Show, recently. And at one point, they were asked to rap by the host. And so Will Smith is doing the beatboxing, and his son Jaden Smith is, well, I guess you call this rapping.
Hello. Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello. Like, hello. My name is Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances. Girl, this is your chance. It's a long shot. Cupid tried to hit your ball, but it's the wrong shot. Because I'm trying to rock the mic and know I won't stop. I'ma keep rapping about this love until the song stops.
Hello. Make him stop.
Yeah.
If this were America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel would have hit that buzzer in the first 13 seconds. That was really bad. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jim, but you brought it on yourself.
I did. Thank you very much for the let me try anyway.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Here is contestant number three. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's do it upright. If you need gas, welding, medical, anything, go to Air Gas.
Okay. Scott, we have
another guest. Go to White Castle.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Pardon me. Tuna fish. Scott, here are the categories. We have who you sorry. We have who you calling a cow, showbiz stripes, or multiple choice news stories.
Well, I'm going to be throwing my voice in part of this, so what do you want? Did you say stripes or strikes?
Stripes with a P.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Who's that with you?
My lovely not new bride.
Who has no name.
Oh, Chris.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Okay. Good luck, Scott and Chris. Showbiz stripes is what you want?
Yes.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote the classic march, Stars and Stripes Forever?
John Philip Sousa.
Correct. What was Bill Murray's character's job before joining the Army in the movie Stripes?
Pass.
On the TV show MASH, which character was headed home in a pinstripe suit when his plane went down, leaving no survivors?
We'll pass on that. Keep going.
For 2 points each.
Henry Blake.
Henry Blake is right. For 2 points each, what are the first names of the two people who made up the band The White Stripes?
Oh, my God, that was the 80s. No, let's keep going.
Five-pointer, what was the name of the sergeant that Gomer Pyle gave so much trouble?
Sergeant Carter.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer, what was Bill Murray's character's job before joining the Army in Stripes?
Not on the tip of my tongue.
He was,
wasn't he a delivery boy or something like that?
He was a cab driver.
Cab driver.
Remember that horrible woman gets in the back of the cab and he decides to abandon her in the middle of the bridge and throws the keys of the cab while her luggage is locked in the trunk. He throws the keys into the river.
Yeah.
Jack and Meg were the white stripes. But you didn't need that, Scott and Chris, because you got the 5, 3, and 1 for a total of 9, and you're a winner.
There we are.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, John.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. I'll plug a St. Gabriel School Picnic next Saturday, where you can ride the famous Ferris wheel from Michael Jackson's Neverland and have some of Johnny Fungo's famous chicken wings.
Wait a second. The actual Ferris wheel from Neverland?
Yes, sir. An amusement company that comes every year, they purchased it. About 4 or 5 years ago, it was on auction block, and they were the ones who bought it.
Wow.
Be careful with some of the saddles, though.
Number 12.
Wow. I would say if that's actually the one from the Neverland Ranch, one word springs to mind, Purell.
Yeah.
Enough said.
It was one of the most colorful ones that we've ever had.
Is there a bubbles on there?
No monkeys either.
Oh.
Chimp not included. All right, John, two categories left. We have who you calling a cow or multiple choice news stories.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I'll probably lose in it, but I think everybody's curious. How about who you calling a cow?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which can cows do? Go upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
No, upstairs. Within 3, how many patties does an average cow drop each day?
7.
15.
Oh.
How many gallons of milk does the average dairy cow produce in a day? 1 to 5, 10 to 15, or 20 to 25?
The middle one.
10 to 15 is correct. When a beef cow goes to market at 1,000 pounds, does it yield more meat or more byproducts?
Byproducts.
Byproducts is right. What must a dairy cow do every year to keep producing milk?
Eat a lot of grass.
No. Same thing a woman needs to do to produce milk. Have a baby.
Baby.
Or in the cow world, we call it a calf. Yeah. By the way, going back to the stairs question, cows can go upstairs, but their knees don't bend properly for going downstairs.
Someone wanted to do that. You know how we used to do senior pranks?
Mm-hmm.
Someone wanted to get a cow when we were in school.
Take it up to the second level.
Yeah, up to the second level.
And that's what, you know what happened in Dean Wormer's office when we did that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It didn't happen. We cemented a toilet outside the school.
Just as much fun.
Yes.
By the way, out of 1,000 pounds of a beef cow, 600 pounds are beef products, 400 pounds meat, as they call it. John, let's review how you did here. You got the 3 and the 4, and oh, that's only 7 points. Oh, no. So that means you have to be punished as well by Jaden Smith.
Okay. Hello.
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 You know, the crowd actually goes, they're going crazy at the beginning, like, woo, this will be good. And then they hear this.
Like, hello, my name is Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend a young school.
All right. Make quiet.
Give the people on the right on the highways a break, please.
I'm sorry, John. I'm glad you called, though. Hope you have a good weekend.
It was a pleasure. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Here is our final contestant today. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I live in South City in Fox Park. I'm looking forward to seeing Michael Wacha's hopefully first Cardinal win next Tuesday, and I'm really glad it's Friday.
I hope that we don't end up with the same relief disaster in that game.
I don't think Matheny will do that again.
I think we need to play Jaden Smith for Mitchell Boggs.
You know, his singing and his pitching, they go together, don't they? By the way, I don't know whether to take my hat off or scowl at the people who waited through the 4-hour rain delay. What did you do for 4 hours at the ballpark while it was raining?
I don't know.
There's not enough hat races on the screen to keep you interested.
No.
Unbelievable last night. All right, Greg. Category is multiple choice news stories. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did Arvind Mahakali spell to win the National Spelling Bee last night? Kanish, Canadal, or Kinesiast?
B.
Canadal is right. What was invented by Al Fritz, who died this week at age 88? The TV remote control, the intermittent windshield wiper, or the Stingray bike?
I will say the intermittent windshield wiper.
The Schwinn Stingray. Which of these are government workers not allowed to wear anymore in Pakistan? Hats, socks, or contact lenses?
Hats.
Socks. What was found in the pipe under a toilet in Pujang County, China this week? The world's largest hairball, an original iPhone, or a newborn baby?
A newborn baby.
Correct. Which of these did a Hungarian farmer build over the winter? A wooden car, a metal cow, or a hen house made of feathers?
A wooden car.
You are correct.
Uh-oh.
It is a wooden car. By the way, the newborn baby who was found in the pipe, they think is going to be okay. Mm. That's good news. The Pakistanis can't wear socks because they're having nationwide power outages. And if you wear socks, you'll get too hot and want to turn on the AC. That's the kind of thinking you can get in that part of the world. And canadal was the word he spelled last night, which is a Yiddish word for a kind of a dumpling. So let's see how you did here, Greg. You got the 5, you got the 4, you got the 1. That's 10 points. You're a winner.
Great. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prize in just a moment. In the meantime, that's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around a quarter after 5 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And let's get a look at traffic now, see how things are rolling with Tim Weiland.
Things aren't rolling very bad, Dan. We're looking a little better downtown. It looks like we're slow just approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, though, we're still heavy from about 3rd Street to Highway 64. Southbound 170, that looks like it's slowing now from south of Del Mar down through Highway 64. Southbound 270, it's still a little heavy now from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, looks like we've got a little slowdown between 270 and Mason. It's a little heavy from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. And then that little slow spot between 94 and K. Also on westbound 70, we're running heavy from west of 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back at the and it's the strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
TV critic extraordinaire Gail Pennington. The Bachelorette just might have jumped the shark last night.
Where did they get all those crazy men? I mean, there was the time last night when the man with no shirt was making fun of the man wearing the suit of armor. I mean, really?
They're coming dangerously close to losing me. And you know that's
if
bad.
If they lose you, they just might as well go off the air.
That's exactly right.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
It's finally here. Summer. Time for fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family and friends. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. Especially now, since the warm weather is here. You'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And the service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Ah! Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
McGraw, are you trying to grill again?
Frank Schmer from St. Louis Home Fires. Yes, I'm trying to grill again. You have taught me everything I know, and in fact, my neighbors ask me to grill and to smoke meats often because of your expertise.
I tell you what, St. Louis Home Fires is unlike any store here in St. Louis, with a larger selection of smokers and grills than any retail establishment in St. Louis. Over 20 different kinds of smoking woods and hundreds of different smoking rubs and woods.
What I like about St. Louis Home Fires and your staff, Frank Schmer, is that you explain and teach the novice to make us make meats as good as the professionals.
I'll tell you what, we want the backyard cooker to take it to the next level and the guy that is the avid barbecuer to a competitive level.
Frank Schmer from St. Louis Home Fires, where do I go to get the latest in my barbecuing needs?
We are at 15053 Manchester Road, 2 miles west of 141 on Manchester in beautiful downtown Baldwin.
Or St. Louis Home Fires. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Pat Dean for the Dean Team Subaru. You want to drive an Impreza for $99 a month? At the Dean Team Subaru, the answer is yes. That's a 2013 all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $99 a month. We also have a great selection of certified pre-owned Subarus. Let us tell you yes to a $99 a month car payment. Dean Team Subaru on Manchester Road in Baldwin or online at DeanTeamSubaru.com.
Lease is 36 months with $4,200 due at signing. Call 626-227-0100 for lease details.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show.
Celebrate weird holidays. We help you plan ahead, like take your gerbil to work day.
When can I dress up like a Girl Scout day?
That's the Dennis George Show, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey there, it's Frank Opinion. So you have an accident, okay? Car's got some damage, needs to be repaired. Where are you going to go? If you're AM and the PM, you're going to go to Schaefer. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM? Think about it. There's so many great advertisers and services they may not know about. You don't have to worry about that because you're going to go to Schaefer and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be happy, of course, with the quality of work. I think top of the list when it comes to things that are important about a body shop. Well, number one would be that the vehicle looks like the accident never happened. You can't tell where their work started and where it stopped. Then you get to the stuff that really sets Schaefer apart. The service. The service that includes things like if you're not quite sure whether or not you have car rental that's part of your insurance coverage, they'll find out for you. And if you do, they'll arrange the car rental. If your car needs to be picked up to be taken in for the body work because it's not drivable, they'll take care of that. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. They'll get the car for you. They'll take you to it to you, whatever it takes. They'll do it to make this the easiest body work process you've ever been through. They've done this for a long time. They have it down. So don't worry about anything, because the biggest hurdle you've already crossed, and that's where do you have the work done? Schaefer is the answer. 7 locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yes, it's Friday.
It's Aloha Friday.
And And this portion of the Large Morning Show, the afternoon Friday edition, is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Tom Price, his son Adam Price, the rest of their crew did great work for me at my place in one of our bathrooms. Let them do it for you, too, when you're remodeling. They have so many great ideas and so many options you can choose from. You want to go into their showroom on Manchester and De Pere, or go to their website and see what they can do for you by what they've done for others. Online at thompsonprice.com. Thompson Price, proud sponsor every day of this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it to him.
Hey, give it up. Yesterday I asked you who was the best female celebrity cook. Today, who is the best male celebrity cook? Bradley Cooper, Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake. Answer in a minute. First things first, no surprise. It had leaked out earlier in the month with the news leaking out that Philip Seymour Hoffman had been in rehab again. Philip had battled prescription drugs for years. He beat it. Then he relapsed. Now fighting prescription drugs and heroin, back into rehab, but apparently after detox he's going to be all right, but it's a constant battle. Love Nuggets. So the retrial of the Jody Arias penalty phase hasn't even started. It won't start until July, but some of the original jurors got together talking. They believe that after Jody Arias' boyfriend, Travis Alexander, dumped Jody, that Jody was furious and wanted to get even. So she carefully planned to seduce him, have sex with him, then kill him, thus getting even the big way, and then being the last person to ever have sex with him before she killed him. That is one mean, scorn woman.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
How did she convince a guy to have sex with her?
Yeah, not hard to believe, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's getting louder that Miranda Lambert has been wandering off the reservation while husband Blake Shelton has been shooting the show Voice. There was talk earlier that he was wandering off the reservation. Now they're pointing fingers at each other. A couple of movie reviews. Now you see it. It's a crime thriller with a great cast, including Morgan Freeman, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, PG-13, 105 minutes. I liked it.
Oh.
You didn't like it?
I hated it. I think it has the worst ending of any movie I've seen this year, and I didn't believe one second. Past the first 20 or 25 minutes, I thought it was one of the worst
three
movies I've seen.
The first was the best, but hey, it's a movie!
Yeah, and a bad one.
Yeah, guess what? You know, there's not really a yellow brick road either.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not believable
what?
In that way. I'm saying that did you think that was a good ending, Mike?
I thought the movie was well done.
Okay.
I mean, I liked it.
All right.
I see a movie I did not like, After Earth.
Oh.
Well, this thing sucked.
Yeah, that's the contention.
That's Will Smith, Jaden Smith.
Jaden. I mean, there's a lot of good movies in there. For example, Now You See Me, a lot better. A lot better than After Earth. I mean, this thing is just bad from the beginning to the end. I'm sure it'll get a good box office, but, man, PG-13, 2 hours long, one star.
Mm.
Not good. Randy Jackson, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj are all gone. Word is over the weekend, American Idol producers will be meeting with Jennifer Hudson, Clay Aiken, and Adam Lambert to be the new judges for next year.
Adam Lambert?
Yeah.
Wow.
Odds and ends, my buddy in San Diego has this idea of making T-shirts. He's printed T-shirts. He's my guy in San Diego at Kixie, Sunny West, and he's put them in souvenir shops down in Hollywood. The T-shirt reads, Justin Bieber, put the ass in Calabasas. Okay, that's kind of good, actually. Lives in Calabasas. There's ass in Calabasas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Who's the best male cook? Who's the best cook between Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, and Bradley Cooper?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Who's the third one?
Gosling.
Yeah, I'll go with Gosling.
Specialty is marshmallow strawberry fudge cake. Justin Timberlake.
Thank you.
And finally, well, he might know cooking, but he doesn't know movies, folks. That's all I can say. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. It's not a bad movie. Don't listen to what he's saying.
Yes, it is.
Lonnie, Lonnie, honey, okay. Look who in a cock and a and who, who, who. Two-way, Kamiki, Kaka, who? I'm not a Kamiki, Kaka, who, who. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home online at thompsonprice.com. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in, I love these English town names, Stockton-on-Tees, England. Tim Blackburn broke his arm, his right arm, in 2007 when he fell off a ladder. Doctors had to remove 4 inches of bone and attach a metal scaffold around the arm. It wasn't until this month, almost 6 years later, that it finally healed using a new ultrasound technique. The next day, Tim tripped over his 2-year-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Jackson, fell down the stairs, broke the same arm again.
Oh.
As he waited for surgery, he told a reporter, "It snapped like a twig and the pain was excruciating. I couldn't believe I'd done it again. If I didn't laugh about all of it, I'd cry." Screw the laughter. Cry! Story 2 comes from Luxor, Egypt, where 15-year-old Chinese tourist Deng Jinhao was visiting the 3,500-year-old Luxor Temple when he decided to carve his name into the wall inside the temple. Another Chinese tourist saw it, took a picture, posted it on a Chinese website, adding, "The saddest moment in Egypt. I'm so embarrassed. I want to hide myself. I said to the Egyptian tour guide, 'I'm really sorry. We want to wipe off the marking with a towel, but we can't use water since it's a 3,500-year-old relic.'" That blogger included Deng's name, and once word got out, people tracked him down to the city of Nanjing, where his mother issued a statement to China Daily, quote, "We want to apologize to the Egyptian people and the people who paid attention to this case across China," unquote. Meanwhile, back at the temple, Egyptian staff tried to clean the sculpture. While there was some improvement, the carved-in graffiti could not be totally removed. Story 3 comes from Maine, where TV reporter Norm Carcass was getting ready to do a live report on News 8 this morning about a police search that had been going on for a missing 73-year-old man who suffers from dementia. While waiting to go live, Norm was standing in front of the camera when a guy appeared in the background walking up the path and then right by him. Norm noticed the man but didn't pay much attention because he was concentrating on what he was going to say in his report. That's when the man came over and identified himself as Robert McDonough, the missing man. Norm and his crew notified the Maine Warden Service, which had been searching for McDonough for over 14 hours. We're just about to ramp up their search. He seemed to be in good condition as his wife came out of the house to welcome him home. Next, we go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a car ran a red light and crashed into a building, throwing a naked woman onto the sidewalk. The driver, Luis Briones, tried to drive away without her, but a witness grabbed his keys while calling the cops. It turns out that Briones was driving drunk while having sex with the woman behind the wheel.
Oh.
When the cops arrived, they found him with one shoe on and his underwear inside out, clearly drunk. He was charged with leaving the scene of an accident, reckless driving, aggravated DWI, and having an open container. If he'd been able to pull the whole thing off, he could have had a job with Cirque du Soleil. And finally, we go to Ocala, Florida, where a Walmart security officer saw Andrea Mobley eating some beef jerky that she had just taken off the shelf, while her friend Jennifer Morrow stuffed some bathing suits into her purse. When they tried to leave without paying, the security officer detained him until the cops showed up. When asked for an explanation, the women told police they hadn't seen each other in years and were stealing from a retail store because it was on their bucket list. Mobley told the newspaper they were just two stupid women doing something they'd never done before, and they were ashamed. But they qualified as knuckleheads in the news. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I'm Paul Harris. Hope you have a great weekend. Check out my new syndicated show, America Weekend, which now airs Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550. And Dan and Ian, you have a great weekend, too. Good luck with the gigs tomorrow, Dan.
Thank you.
And they will be back with Frank Monday here on the Big 550.
And we're going to see how this rush hour is winding down as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, you and Ian have a good weekend. I'll have a rotten one while Paul goes and does whatever he does.
Am I correct that it's not your weekend yet?
It's not.
You've got another 20 minutes of work, my friend.
Yeah.
but after that, I hope you have the greatest weekend anybody has ever had.
Gee, thank you, Paul.
And stay out of the tornadoes.
Hey, I'll do that. That's why we stayed down today. We thought there was going to be one.
Yeah. Looks bad.
All right.
We were just looking at some video from Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
The people there must be going, again?
Yeah, that's awful down there.
Yeah.
Well, luckily we don't have that yet around here, and hopefully we won't get it. And traffic is running really well. The only incident I've got, you've got an accident at Chambers and 367. But boy, southbound 270 has opened up. Biggest traffic on Highway 64 is eastbound coming in for baseball traffic. 141 through Mason, a little heavy from 170 to Big Bend. Downtown is all thinned out. You are a little bit slow on the northbound lanes of 255 between Collinsville Road and Horseshoe Lake Road. And things are pretty well thinned out on eastbound 270. No delays there. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry into the Chevy Memorial Day sale and get an amazing deal on some great Chevrolets going on now through June 3rd. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. Purchasing a vehicle should be more than a price tag. At Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we not only have great prices, but we also have the best customer service in town. From the moment you walk into our showroom floor till you drive off the lot in your new or pre-owned vehicle, we'll treat you like family. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet stands above the rest. Malibu's only $17,900. Impala's just $18,900. And Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is St. Louis Cruise and Silverado headquarters with over 500 in stock. Price to sell. Chevy Cruze only $13,900. Silverado's as low as $15,900. Pre-owned certified rates 1.9%. Are you kidding me? Plus, I'll guarantee top dollar for your trade. Visit us at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com or call 314-837-1800. Come experience the Londoff difference. Chevy. Find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Paul Harris, and I have something new for you. In addition to listening to me Fridays from 3 to 6 on the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550, you can also now listen to me overnights on the weekend. It's a brand new syndicated show I'm doing called America Weekend. Fresh, topical talk and lots of great interviews, too. And you'll also hear shows hosted by Turi Ryder and Rick Roberts. It's called America Weekend. You'll hear it Saturday nights and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into 5 locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
Hi, Frank. Here's something that only people who bank at First Community Credit Union would know. When the Cardinals have a home game, the popcorn, the free, fresh popcorn at First Community Credit Union is red. Red popcorn. How about that? Still tastes the same. Still good. And you're probably not going to go and change where you do your banking just because there's popcorn. Even though there's red popcorn when the Cardinals play a home game, that's not enough. That's not enough. You need to know about rates, and you need to be convinced they're competitive. You need to know that the service is better than where you bank now. Otherwise, what would be the reason for changing? I think you're going to find it is. I think you're going to find that when you are banking at a place that is owned by the customers, and that's the case with First Community Credit Union, it makes a difference. A difference that you can see in all kinds of areas. So you're banking somewhere now, unless you have a really good reason for staying at that bank, I invite you to join us and bank where we all all of us in the large morning show in the afternoon do all our banking, and that is First Community Credit Union. You can find out more by just stopping in, grab some popcorn, get some literature, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, or go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
I came to buy it,
bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Families of first responders are in shock and grief after a fire at a sports bar and hotel on a hot, humid, windy day in Houston, Texas. It's killed four firefighters. The mayor's office says six others are hospitalized. One critical, five others in stable condition. ABC's Mike Barajas in Houston.